This week's Four Questions Journalist Spotlight is brought to you by Left's Atlanta Media, Atlanta's best journalist database. Subscribe at leftsatlantamedia.com.
Welcome to a new edition of our Four Questions Journalist Spotlight. We are talking today with Scott Kimbler with the Georgia News Network. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Mitch. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I run into folks often who say, what is this Georgia News Network that I've been hearing about? And they don't realize that they're hearing the Georgia News Network all the time, all over the state, without realizing quite what they're listening to, right?
Yes, so, I actually get that a lot. I get that a lot, too.
So tell me first, maybe kind of explain to our viewers and listeners, what is the Georgia News Network?
Well, what we do is we provide news content to stations across the state. And a lot of folks don't understand what that means when you initially say it. But there is a FCC requirement to have a certain amount of community interest and news content on each station. And where stations used to have local newsrooms, they tend not to have those anymore for budget cuts and format changes and things like that. The business has just evolved. So what the Georgia News Network is a product of iHeart, in that we produce news content that is then distributed to each station that signs up for it. And it sort of replaces their newsroom with the top and bottom newscasts and also community affairs programming.
So stations, and you've got, what, 180 stations around Georgia, is that right?
Thereabout, yes.
Okay. So, and they can use your broadcast as they see fit, either as, you know, live or they can tape it and use it later, right?
Yes. And couple of the stations that I can think of that do for sure carry our news product as generally as we send it would be WLBB in Carrollton and WDUN in Gainesville are just a couple of the stations that carry our product.
Yeah, I hear it a lot. I hear your work a lot on WDUN, which is up Gainesville area, right?
Right.
Yeah. So what is your job? What's your role at GNN?
Well, my new job for about 4.5 months now is I am the executive producer of the Southeast State Radio Networks.
Well, that sounds like a lot.
It is a lot.
How many Southeast State Radio Networks are there?
Well, just about every state has one. But we specifically out of the Atlanta market cover Virginia, the Carolinas, Georgia, of course, and we do special programming for Tennessee as well.
So you've been in this role for just a couple of months, but you've been with GNN longer, correct?
Yes. During this stint, I've been with GNN for a little over 4 years now.
Okay. And I know where you've been before, but for the benefit of our listeners, walk us through kind of some of the other places you've been working radio over the last few years.
Well, collectively, I have 14 years built up at WDUN, but I was also at CNN Radio. I was at WGST. For several years, I was at News Radio 106.7, which no longer exists. They sold that signal to a Christian radio conglomerate.
Is that K-Love or something like that?
That's it, K-Love.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was part of Cumulus, and I was on, and through Cumulus and the professional association there, I also did freelance reporting for Fox 5 for a time, probably 6 years, I guess, but I was on news radio and on Fox 5 at the same time.
How big is your staff there at GNN?
I have 9 people under me. Most are local. We do have a few that are in outlying areas. We have an anchor that's based in Florida and also one that's based in Maryland that does product for the Southeast. And of course, we have software that we can all see. So if somebody needs to pinch hit, it's no problem at all for them to do that.
And then there are like affiliated radio networks, right? As part of the iHeart umbrella, right? Is NBC News Radio still part of that umbrella?
Yes.
Okay.
And it falls under the same department I do, which is News 24/7. And yes, and so NBC Radio and BIN, also the Black Information Network, falls under the same umbrella.
Yeah, I hear BIN a lot. Sometimes we'll get clients on there, and those stories show up all over the country. I mean, just lots of what's the word? Repetition. Lots of it's one of those. Seems like it's every one of those every half hour. It'll pop up kind of things, right?
Right. So you have the half hour options, the top and bottom of the hour news, as you do with, say, the Georgia News Network or the Virginia News Network. But BIN is also able to customize for each market. So if you're Columbus, Ohio, Chicago, just about any other given major city, that product can be customized by BIN, to be in that area.
So you get a little bit of a local angle on a story that might have been created somewhere else?
Yes.
Yeah, a little bit of a wrap around it, or just a little bit of additional content?
They do for a lot of stations the entire newscast, where you would say, let's say, a completely based news for stations that are BIN affiliates in Charlotte, or stations are welcome, and many do, to carry the national feed, which is, I don't want to say it's completely like it. There are differences in the clock, but those who are familiar with the AP news, the Associated Press Radio News, they have a 24-hour around-the-clock clock built. So BIN does a product similar to that, in that your whole station can be BIN all the time, which the old WGST signal, 640 AM, now WBIN in Atlanta, is that.
So if you're someone who's either listening to GNN or has a story they think might be interesting for GNN, I often tell folks it's a little bit different than pitching, a WABE or WSB radio. Talk about what is the news story need to be really of interest for GNN?
We look for stories that are of that would cover both the bases of interest and impact. Like there are stories like, case in point, they're building a new ag center at UGA. We just learned that today, from the Department of Agriculture, that they're investing a lot of money at UGA. And a lot of cases, stories are localized to a particular area, but they interest a lot of people. And Georgia being a very large agricultural state, I don't necessarily need to focus that on solely the Athens campus where they're building a new ag school, because of an agricultural state. That's of interest to really every region outside of the metro, which is just great because I can get a lot of use out of that.
Would you say that, if I'm a company or someone pitching a story to you for GNN, that I should think about making it something that is interest not specifically to Metro Atlanta, but a little more of a statewide focus, or something that should be of interest to people outside of Metro Atlanta, as opposed to something, saying, hey, we're opening a new restaurant in Metro Atlanta, which is not necessarily going to be of interest to people in Macon or Valdosta, right?
Yeah, very much so. Localized stories, especially to Atlanta. Atlanta-specific media is really good about covering that sort of thing. Like there's a mention in our news today about Merrimack's being damaged by, the recent rain that we had. And for Atlantans, that does mean something. They've probably been there. But yeah, the Merrimack story probably would not resonate well with Columbus or with Savannah or with Macon. It's like, well, maybe they've heard of it, maybe they haven't. So that sort of story gets a mention, but something that could actually impact or interest people in the state, like the ag story we were just talking about, those are much more appealing to the Georgia News Network.
Yeah, I mean, if the roof caved in at the Georgia Aquarium, that probably would be maybe more of an interest than Merrimack's.
Yes.
Although not to the people who work at Merrimack's, right? Yeah, that's usually the kind of thing you hear, like with heavy accumulations of snow, right? A roof collapse and like that. That was a weird one. And then I guess I want to make sure we talk about also, you've got a couple of other kind of longer featurey kinds of opportunities that John Clark kind of manages. You want to kind of talk about those a little bit?
Yeah, John oversees the special programming, and he is also the affiliate relations manager. So he's the one that travels across the Southeast and, shakes hands and meets with the radio station folks far more often than I do. But yes, he does the special programming. And here locally, that would be Georgia Focus. And that's a half hour program that we do that is specifically designed for stations to meet their community information requirements from the FCC. And those are shows that you would generally hear early Saturday morning or early Sunday morning. And case in point, something we touch on often, that has to really be of community interest more so than a news story. Like, trying to think of the name of the organization, but there's an organization here in the Tucker area of Metro Atlanta that they get together medical equipment like beds and wheelchairs, walkers, all kinds of aid assisting mechanisms, and they distribute it to veterans and the underprivileged, and they also have a lot of people that contribute to that organization. So we would fill up a half hour, and we do maybe two or three times a year with them, in which it's like, okay, are you a, if you're a person in need of this or know somebody that is, then we sort of give you the information that would put you in touch with that, but also let other people know that, hey, there are these organizations out here that do this community interest sort of thing.
Right. So John's got the half hour show, and then there's a Georgia Focus extra, right? That's kind of a what a four minute show.
Right. That is a 4 minute add-on.
Yeah.
Because yes, we have stations. Actually, I was talking about this earlier today. We have stations that use exclusively the Georgia Focus Extra as opposed to Georgia Focus because it's just easier for them to place that 4 minute window
Yeah.
and also still meet that FCC requirement for community interest programming.
Yeah, and I find for, if I have a client where they don't really have time, something to talk about for half an hour, but they can talk for 4 minutes and kind of cover it, then yeah, that's usually good for that kind of thing. But there's sometimes a client or an issue or an event or something that, that they can talk about for the, what, 22 minutes that 30-minute show covers, right?
You're right.
And you guys cover legislative issues as well, is that correct?
We do cover legislative issues as well, not as thoroughly as we have in years past. We've kind of expanded out of that a little bit. And that was just a matter of manpower. Case in point, the person that used to, pick up and go to the Capitol and actually get one-on-one tape, would be John Clark or myself. And both of us, our roles are a little different now. So we're not as available for that, but we have good affiliations with several media companies across the state who do cover it regularly. So we're able to use their sound and repurpose it into a radio news product.
Okay, so let's drop a couple of names for some of your colleagues who are deserving. I know you've got some folks who anchor during the week, and then different folks who do the weekends. Who does what there?
Rebecca Hughes is one of our standouts here. She actually lives in South Georgia, and through technology, we're able to use her to anchor news in Virginia. But she also anchors a couple of other states when needed, and she does the special programming for the Virginia News Network.
Okay.
So we have Liz Kennedy as a CNN veteran, another CNN veteran, as you and myself are.
There's
And
there's a lot of us out there.
she was anchoring Georgia. Now she's anchoring North Carolina. And that's all done out of the Atlanta office as well. So yeah, we have a couple of standouts. Actually, we have one, Stephanie DeLuca, who was a longtime name that was heard with WGST for a lot of years. She kind of does this as a side job now.
Okay.
So
And
that's a
who?
name. So she has, name recognition and just kind of wanted to come back and do radio for a little bit. And
Radio.
iHeart's we always glad to have re return visitors, so to speak.
Yeah. Who's your weekend person?
We have Charlie O'Brien, who was a longtime
Okay.
institution over at Cox Media Group and WSB. He's one of our weekend folks, and Stephanie's another weekend person, and as is Thomas Cage, who's one of our newer additions. He's been with us for about 4 or 5 months now. He does Saturdays.
So, if someone has a story idea, is it best to go through you or go to the specific people? What do you recommend?
It's best to go through me,
Okay.
and that tends to get farmed out from that location. But let's say you have a story in one of your organizations that you deal with that also deals with Virginia. I believe Liz Kennedy and Rebecca Hughes are both on your list, and that's just fine because they'll look at their states and see how that client or that particular story would apply to them.
And best way to reach you?
GNN at iHeartMedia.com actually reaches several people at once.
Okay. Very good. All right, so now we get to the really hard questions, Scott.
All right.
And I hope you've prepared for this, because I did tell you in advance that we were going to have hard questions like this. So what is something cool or fun about Scott that folks might not know?
Let's see, cooler fun about Scott that folks might not know.
Could be a hobby, a talent, things you collect, anything like that.
I have an extensive collection of old jazz records that my grandfather, well, he didn't, but I ended up with them when he passed away. But he was a DJ here in Atlanta in the 70s and also a session musician for Jazzology and GHB Records, which were based here in Atlanta.
So
And
radio is a family thing for you.
it is. And actually, my grandfather discouraged me from going into it, which I would imagine a lot of people do with younger people in the family. It's like, wow, you really have to know what you're getting into. But yes, he was a jazz musician at WYZE when they were still active, and he was a DJ for them, but he was also a session musician for those two companies. Interesting fact about him, because of Jazzology Records and GHB Records, he came in contact with a lot of folks in the late 70s and 80s. Folks like Ally Mac, just to drop a name, he hasn't been around in a while. And excuse me, Ally Pat was a popular radio personality at the time. But with GHB Records, the person that generally did their session photography and would take pictures of the musicians for, the inside label of albums, was Wayne Williams. So I have two of his albums that have a lot of the in studio pictures on them that were actually taken by Wayne Williams.
Yeah, gosh,
And
who is still in jail, right?
still in jail, yes.
Yeah,
And
yeah.
for
All
those
right.
who don't know, that's the name associated with the Atlanta child murders of 1979 and 1980.
That's
So that
right.
was one of the people that my grandfather rubbed elbows with all the time. And he was like, that was a very different experience when he's able to look back when he was
Yeah,
able to back at that and say,
love
wow.
that. All right. So quick lightning answers to these. Favorite local restaurant?
Favorite local restaurant? Oh my gosh. There is a place called Over the Top Burger in Buford that has the just the most dynamite menu.
All right.
It
Favorite guilty pleasure.
Favorite guilty pleasure.
All right, we'll come back.
80s hair metal.
80, okay, all right. Favorite local getaway.
Favorite local getaway would be Helen. I actually find
All
myself
right.
at Helen more often than one would think.
And then favorite non-work hobby?
Favorite non-work hobby, motorcycling, which I'm actually taking a break from right now, but I will get back to it.
All right. And then last one is kind of the either, I'll give you a choice, either the last book you've read or the last podcast you've listened to.
Well, the last podcast I've listened to are things that we generally produce, so I will just go with the book. The Execution of Willie Francis by Gilbert King, which is a deep analytical look at a execution that did not go well in Louisiana in the mid-40s. The next book I plan to read is Being Henry. I bought that for my fiance for her birthday, and that's by Henry Winkler. And she said it was a very good autobiography. So I plan to read that one soon. And then Alex Van Halen has a book coming out in October that I plan to purchase.
Excellent. We have been talking with Scott Kimbler with the Georgia News Network. Scott, thank you for taking some time with us this morning.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
And as always, you can check out our 4 Questions Journalist Spotlights every other week. We usually get them out on Sunday afternoons, although sometimes I get them out a little bit earlier in the weekend. And you can find them either on YouTube or on the audio version of, you know, Apple Podcasts or any place you get your podcasts. You can usually find our podcast. And as always, if there's a click to subscribe button, click that button. And I don't know what that does for me, but I always like to ask people to do that. And then, as always, if you're looking for our Atlanta Media database, go to leftsatlantamedia.com and subscribe there. Thank you, everyone. We'll see you in 2 weeks.